Welcome to First Nation Ministries. Today we're bringing you a classic broadcast from our founder, Reverend Don Klein.
I love to tell the story.
This is the voice of First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Now here's the director of First Nation Ministries, Reverend Don Klein.
Hello there, neighbor. God bless your heart, and we're reaching over into the Rocky Mountains. I appreciate you people over there, and I'm getting letters from you and your prayers and your support, and I want to bring you up to date over there. We're thanking God for the way he's helping us to tighten the lines and to improve our equipment and to keep up with the demands that's being made on us, and we're doing what we're able to do with the money we've got to do with. And we're not living plush or scattering money all around, and there's no big salaries. I'll just tell you the truth. $10 an hour is top wages, and anybody that's full-time here gets $10 an hour, whether he's president or a truck driver. If he needs it, if he don't need it, he don't take it, and there's a lot of them don't take a penny. But I'm not saying others should do like us, but that's the way we're doing it, and we're getting along, and we like it, and God's meeting our needs. And those that are giving them are some that are giving of themselves and giving of their money more real heavy on top of it all. And somebody says, I always tithe. There's people that's given far more than their tithe, and we appreciate. And we're so glad for the Father in heaven that knows all about it. I shared with the West Coast end of this outrage about God sending the man in with the cash money when I was praying for $40,000, and the guy walked through the door. I can't believe it, but that happened to me. He gave me $45,000 in cash. And, oh, he was different. I know all that. Somebody said, well, that isn't the way. Normal people don't keep that much cash, but he throwed God's money in a box. He said, that isn't my money, that's God's money. I don't know how much money he had. He never did tell me, and I never did ask. But I know he lived very carefully, and he was God's man, and he used it. And so that's the way it's going. And neighbor, we're rejoicing. And I've been talking this week out here on the coast about the people involved and thinking of the people that have been such a blessing to me. And I look back to my summer of 45 in Baker, Montana, and I'll always remember old Vic North and Lloyd Owens and others in that town, the businessmen. And God let me be a blessing. That North family, old Vic's in heaven. He got right with God, and his mother and sister were coming to church, members of the church. I don't believe Vic ever joined up, but he was on his way out to Portland, Oregon to see this old preacher and others when he was retired and died in a motel. And I went over and helped get things arranged for their funeral and had that funeral in Baker, Montana back there. And that's the way it went. And I remember Ekalika. That's the town that you can drive in, but you had to back out. That was the joke. Had one road that came down from Baker, the railroad, and that was off there to the north. It's Highway 7 now, but it was just a dirt road out of through the sagebrush. And when I got in there in the 40s, why, it was still just gravel road. Now it's all blacktop, and you can drive in. You don't have to back out. You can go on south and go down and hook on to 212. It's changed a lot, and that's a nice little town, and so many of the people there are such a blessing. And that community church down through the years, bless Wally Fox as a pastor, and others over there, they're friends and they're brothers. And the Baptist people over at Plevna and the Assembly of God in a number of places over there. and the Lutherans. I appreciate you all, and I'm looking forward to that trip. And last of October, the 1st of November, we'll be setting it up. And I've got good news. Many of you know old Marv Betcher. He's that old Nebraska Sand Hill ranch kid that his dad sold out and moved to Oregon years ago. And got a little old farm, nothing compared to Nebraska acres at all, but they made it on there. And Marv got to be a deep sea fisherman. And he progressed, and he got a beautiful boat. And I've told you this story, but I want it in your mind. When you see old Marv, you know, Peter left the nets and followed Jesus. And the Lord told him, I'll make you fishers of men. Well, old Marv Betcher not only left his nets, he sold his steel-hulled, beautiful boat, Cadillac of the crowd, and they don't make Cadillac boats, but you know what I mean. It was top-line stuff. And he heard, hello there, neighbor, when he was out at sea on his boat. And he'd been passing out Bibles to the Indians along the West Coast, little fishing villages he'd pull in, he'd give out, talk about Jesus. And God sent him, and he's been such a blessing. He's in the hospital, but he's been through the surgery on that hip, and they had to do it the second time, and he sure had a struggle, but he'll be back on that trip. He managed to get over to see John Bush down in Dakota, and he saw old Kenny Azure up there at Wolf Point, Montana. And we appreciate these men and their works, and we've given them help in the past, and we're hoping to give them help in the future. God bless them real good. But you people, you've made it possible, and we're rejoicing because of the mercy of God and the faithfulness of God. And I tell you, starting over anew in January of 07, kind of a challenge in my life. Didn't understand why, and I shed a few tears, and I was praying and crying, and God witnessed in my heart. I know all about it, and I'll handle it. Just get a pickup truck and start over, and I'll bless you. And you've heard me tell you, but I want to remind you, God is blessing. It's growing. And that big old truck, and now we've got that Dodge we started out with. We've got 60,000 miles on it and Indian work. And now we've had another beautiful vehicle picked up that will help take some of the load off of the Dodge. And we've learned that for one drop stops, it's better to go more often some of these places instead of burying them with a year's supply or half a year or several months, to go more often and be a blessing and fellowship. And we've got the layman like Bob King and Leon Hansen and others that want to go along. And now it's getting to the place where when it's within driving distance, there's laymen that like to take their car and take a team and tailgate the big truck or the Dodge, either one, and get up there and knock on doors and pass out the food and the clothing and the appliances, and give their testimony and talk about Jesus to the Indians. So we thank you for the part you're playing and all you're doing, and it is growing. And we're kind of on hold now. We've had to take care of some businesses, some that are questioning our method of operation, and it's gotten, I'm sorry to say, I'm not dodging anything. I can face any record, and the records are open, the books are open, and bless your heart, we've given receipts to everyone that got anything, and there's nobody's lined their pockets. That was handed to me in a letter, plain to see. He's lined his pockets. I've never lined any pockets, anybody else's or my own. So there it is. I'll leave it, but I want you to pray, and I told you that I'm not done telling you everything. We'll leave it up to God, and God will work it out, and he'll get glory to himself. So, neighbor, keep on praying, but let's keep this work a-going, and that's the main thing, and we'll let God get the obstacles out of the way or bind him in or whatever he wants to do, and we'll give him honor and glory. The thing we're crying out for, O Lord, come and thy people bless and give thy word success. And neighbor, you've stood by and been so faithful, I want to thank you from the depth of my heart. And nothing would have happened without the wonderful team. And I look back across my life, and I think of the people that have stood in the gap and made up the hedge in the hour of need. And some of you are serving right there now. Bless that church over there, one church over in your territory in Montana. And I'm not going to publicize all their business or ours, but they felt to take a big offering for the mission, and it was needed right then, and they sent that sizable check in several weeks back now, but oh, it came right. And you know, God fits it in. It's when we're right kind of, you know, at the end of the rope against the wall and we need help, but God has never failed us yet. And I think of that old song, He never has failed me yet. He's never failed me yet. His promise is true. He will not forget you. God is still on the throne. He never forsaketh his own. So trust him.
Thank you for listening to this classic broadcast with our founder, Reverend Don Klein. Our goal has always been to reach out to the Native American tribes throughout the country and share Jesus Christ with them. We do it through an act of love by providing much-needed food, clothing, bedding, and just those basic things they simply don't have. You can help us by donating those basic necessities to First Nation that would in turn be driven and delivered to our Native brothers and sisters. God made it clear to our founder, Don Klein, many years ago to reach out to these hurting people, and we want to continue that vision to take the powerful message of Christ to our Native American family. Thank you so much. You can help us reach our Native American brothers and sisters with your prayers and financial gifts. Please write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can call us at 503-477-6077. 503-477-6077, and visit our website at firstnationministries.org.